Welcome to No Self-Help, a podcast of bite-sized guidance from secular Buddhist philosophy and psychology on how to live a happier, more fulfilling life. I'm Aaron Ross Powell. It's time to talk about meditation. There's been a rather delightful amount of interest in, and new subscribers to, the newsletter version of No Self-Help over the last few weeks. And based on the polls I send out about reader interests, quite a lot of you are here because you're keen on learning more about Buddhist meditative practices. And if you'd like to get that newsletter, head to noself.help. I've put this topic off until now because, while meditation is important in Buddhism, why it's important, what the point of it is at all, doesn't make a lot of sense without at least some understanding of what Buddhism is about as a whole, and what it specifically aims at. So if this is your first episode of No Self-Help, stop and go back and listen to the previous ones. There are only a few of them, and they're each pretty short. Now, with that foundation in place, let's talk meditation. The first thing worth mentioning is that meditation is not a productivity hack. If that's your goal, you're better off getting some exercise, sleeping enough, and installing one of those apps that blocks distracting websites. This isn't to say that meditation can't or won't help with productivity. Part of meditating is strengthening your focus, choosing your meditation object, and then bringing your attention back to it again and again and again when it inevitably drifts away. Building that capacity clearly helps when you've got an unengaging task in front of you, but building focus isn't why Buddhism puts so much weight on meditation, just as increasing your deadlift isn't why we value building our strength. Instead, both are means to an end and constituent parts of our goal. Remember, the aim of Buddhism is the end of dukkha, or stress, dis-ease, or suffering. The source of dukkha is a mistaken perspective we have about ourselves and our world, one bound up in clinging, aversion, and ignorance. This means that the way you end suffering, according to Buddhism, is by changing your perspective. It's about seeing and understanding the world and yourself differently than habit has you doing. It's about, then, gaining and understanding insight. You see the world and yourself as they really are and accept that. This will undo the mental habits and reactive responses that cause you and others stress, dis-ease, and suffering. This is why it's not a productivity hack. Not because it can't help, but because it's not the proper aim. In fact, a regular meditation practice could well make you less productive in the way we think about that in the West. You'll come to discover that lasting happiness isn't found in getting the most done, accumulating the most wealth, or rising up the ranks. All of those are transitory and unreliable sources of happiness. Meditation won't turn you into a slacker, but if you practice seriously for some time, you'll notice that a lot of what we think makes us happy really doesn't. If the purpose of meditation is to change our perspective on ourselves and our world, how does sitting serenely achieve that? Recall that the Eightfold Path, which is the method Buddhism presents for bringing an end to our suffering, divides into three: ethics, wisdom, and mental discipline. Meditation is the method for achieving all three. By practicing meditation, we calm our minds and train ourselves to be less reactive. This helps us to be more ethical by giving us tools to better notice when we're about to behave unethically and the demeanor and control needed to not give in to the temptation to behave poorly. By developing focus, we are able to maintain that awareness, but also turn our attention inward to study the nature of our own minds. This helps us to develop wisdom about the causes of suffering. Finally, the practice of meditation requires discipline to stick with it and to take it seriously enough to progress. As this discipline grows, it strengthens the tools we use to develop and maintain ethical behavior and expand our understanding. This is why meditation is so powerful. It isn't just about finding calm, and it isn't just about developing focus. Rather, it gives us a means to build those, while also cultivating the mental tools needed for the broader project of bringing an end to our stress, dissatisfaction, and disease, and achieving lasting happiness, and all in a way where every feature and development feeds into and strengthens the rest. Next time, we'll talk about a few different methods you can try, and how to approach beginning a practice.